The Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. And we've made $92,000 on the sale of our number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of 2000 CD and vinyl. If you'd like to order it, 877-616-PHIL. It's $20, and it all goes to my friend's place, the Resource Center for Homeless and Runaway Kids in Hollywood. Hanging on the line in Western Estates right now is Bobby Dooley. She is the president of the Wintertacular Cotillion Cruise and also president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. She joins us from her home in Western Estates. Good afternoon, Bobby.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Good. And you have your Wintertacular Caribbean Cruise. Tell us about that, and I know that you have a very proud announcement to make as part of Southern California Lifestyles, right?
We do, Phil. This is the very first for our Executive Council of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We have been honored with an invitation from Captain Pohl to sit at the captain's table during the captain's dinner on our Wintertacular Caribbean cruise, and that is the SS Morgana, and it will be leaving Miami on March 19th, and we're all very excited. And we are asking all of our Western Estates Homeowners Association Executive Council members to put their best foot forward, and let's get into shape, and let's hit that Lido deck running come March 19th. Because I think we know we're all representing Western Estates.
So this is a quite an honor for you, your executive council of the Homeowners Association, to be sitting with the captain during the captain's dinner, correct?
This is very standard on cruises, Phil, and I don't know how many cruises you've been on.
To be honest with you, not that many. But I know about the captain's dinner.
Well, the captain's dinner is always very special. And to sit at the captain's table on any cruise is a very, very great honor. They will only invite you to their table if you are a representative of good civic commitment, high morality, you are good conversationalists, etc. People who are not invited to the captain's table during the captain's dinner, sometimes that says an awful lot about them. So we really want our Western States Homeowners Association council to put their best foot forward.
And by best foot forward, what do you mean? You're going to be on the cruise. You're going to be sitting at the captain's table for the captain's dinner.
Well, by best foot forward, one of the things, Phil, is that it will be a full buffet. So when you do get up from the table and you go over to the buffet line, you will be seen by everyone on the cruise. You are representing Western Estates. And we really want you to look your best, I think. I don't think there's anything sadder, really, than to see a woman who's 20 or 30 pounds overweight standing at a buffet line on a cruise. So we're not going to let that happen to Western Estates. We won't be the butt of any jokes. And come March 19th, Phil, we're going to hit that Lido deck running.
Okay, can I ask you a question, and I don't want to get into anything too heavy here, but who is Sandy Boucher?
You know what? I didn't know that I would be asked that.
No, I know, but we did get a call from her. We got a call from her attorney.
Phil, I'm really not prepared to talk about that. I think it's a little bit of ambush journalism.
No. Sandy Boucher, in a statement released by her attorney, says that you are supposed to stay 500 yards away from her until the cruise. It's a restraining order. Is that correct?
Phil, we were trying to remind Sandy of her obligations as an executive council member, but as a woman also. And you can't go on the Wintertacular cruise looking like that. And we had our Wintertacular cruise weigh in. She wanted to, because we wanted her to look good for the captain's dinner. Sandy was 170. That's too much. We made it clear. We asked nicely. She still wouldn't get it down to 135, which is appropriate for a woman who is 5'10".
All right, there's a restraining order that was signed by a judge, and it was applied for by Ms. Sandy Boucher against you and the Western Estates Executive Council because of her weight?
Phil,
is that what it's about?
Again, Phil, if I can state what this is about. 2 weeks ago, we stated our intention. We started our intervention outreach phone calls to her, which, yes, did include anonymous calls. Someone would call up and then hang up the phone. We wanted to put a little...
Well, someone called up and oinked, right, and then would hang the phone up?
That is correct, yes.
And that's your intervention outreach phone calls?
You know something, Phil? That is part of it. Masking their voice and reading the dietary content of a Big Mac. We also would stand near the south entrance with signs that read, "Let's go, Sandy. Let's get it down. Let's get the weight down. We're behind you. We wish you could see us."
And okay, so you're calling her home and oinking into the phone and you're hanging up. You have signs that say, "Let's go, we're behind you, Sandy. We wish you could see us." You're masking your voices and reading the dietary content of Big Macs. She was afraid. She got it.
No, she shouldn't have been afraid because she knew who it was. She knew it was...
You're saying she knew it was members of the Western Estates Homeowners Association.
She knew it was members of the Executive Council. We had the weigh-in. She was 170 pounds. We're going to be on the Lido deck of the cruise for much of the cruise. The first day is a shuffleboard tournament. We're going to be at the captain's table. She knew all of this, and yet she refused to take the weight off.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry's show here.
Oh, so getting people to call in, Phil.
You don't want to take any calls?
You know something? I just think you're really stirring people up. You need to understand what the...
Well, you got this lady. You're going to be taking a Caribbean cruise in March. You had everybody in your executive council weigh in so you'd look good at the captain's table for the captain's dinner.
To be invited to the captain's table on any cruise is one of the highest honors that you can be afforded. They don't let just run-of-the-mill people sit with the captain. You don't just get invited to the captain's dinner unless you're of high morality, unless you are a person who has self-respect and self-discipline, and yes, that includes getting it down from 170 pounds. Being invited to the captain's dinner, Phil, is like sleeping in the Lincoln bedroom if you go to the White House.
And okay, but I mean, the point is, this lady, Sandy Boucher, didn't get her weight down from 170 to 100 and what was it?
For 5'10", an appropriate weight is 135.
Down to 135.
That is correct.
You had the weigh-in, she didn't get it down, and now you're calling her home and oinking into the phone and hanging up.
She knows who it is, Phil. It is untrue for her attorney to say that this is harassment. We are reminding her of her duty as an executive council member as well as a woman. You can't sit at the captain's table on a cruise looking like that.
And well, don't you find that a little immature?
You know, Phil, I have to weigh up.
I mean, you're calling someone up like a oink, oink, you know, and hanging up the phone, right?
That was done by some members, yes.
Don't you find that a little immature?
You know, I had to weigh the benefits. We really had to remind her of her duty. We had to get her to take a good long look at herself. She's going to be standing at a buffet line. She's going to be getting her food. She's going to be squeezing by tables to get back to the captain's table. Bread plates will be knocked to the floor. Hors d'oeuvre plates will be knocked to the floor because she can't get the fat off.
And you're afraid she's going to embarrass you and other members of the Western Estates Homeowners Association?
No, members of the Executive Council. Because the only people who are going on this, who are sitting at the captain's table, are the executive council members.
Are the other homeowners going?
Yes, everyone's invited. But only the executive council of the Homeowners Association was invited to sit at the captain's table.
Because you're better people?
Not better people. We just have more discipline. We obviously are a little bit more, highly placed in our organization.
Let me tell you something.
Phil, I just want to say at this time we feel justified in ignoring that restraining order because all of us can look ahead to the captain's dinner on the Morgana the weekend of March 19th. Sandy will be in a very inappropriate dress, all 180 pounds of her, knocking people's bread plates to the floor with her large, hind end and generally wrecking the night for the executive council. We can't have that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Lauren, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I just thought maybe I misunderstood, but a 5'10" woman, for a 5'10" woman to weigh 135 pounds is just extremely thin.
It is not, according to some of the fashion designers that I've spoken with.
But a fashion designer, that's what I'm talking about. A runway model weighs 5'10". it weighs 135 pounds. Mm-hmm. It's 5'10".
Have you ever been on a cruise?
Yes, I have,
okay,
and I'm also,
you know. Mm-hmm.
And I'm also 5'10".
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How much do you
and
weigh?
I wear a size 8, and
okay.
I weigh, you know, a lot more than 135 pounds.
Uh-huh. Well, that's really your business. I don't want to.
Well, I just
I'm
don't
saying,
know who you think you are.
We're going to be sitting at the captain's table during the
I
cruise.
I know. Do you know how many fat professional businessmen that are millionaires mm-hmm. sit at captain's tables?
You know,
people
something,
are not judged by how much they weigh, except for what you
the
think.
The Western Estates Executive Council, we do not have anyone who has an excess of 10% body weight, or body fat, I should say. Now,
but are you a thin organization?
No, we are a homeowners association.
Why does that have to do anything with weight?
Mm-hmm,
I can understand if you're going to judge people by weight if you are in Weight Watchers.
First of all, because...
But you're not
yeah.
a weight...
Yeah.
Organization. I don't understand that.
Yeah. No, it's Lauren, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lauren, really what this is about...
You should just
about,
go on to the next caller because I think you're ridiculous.
No, I'm saying to you that our homeowners association, we have 8,000 square foot homes.
So what?
We do have a lot of nannies and we have a lot of
so
working
what?
Mothers. We don't allow just anyone, and I don't know how to really describe this, but... You probably wouldn't be able to move into where we live.
Ma'am, you don't know anything about me.
You said you were
5'10". You don't know anything about me.
You said you were 5'10", and you weighed a lot more than 135.
Well,
okay,
yeah,
so
15
that...
pounds more than 135, but I also told you that I was a size 8, or most of the time a size 6.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So,
the problem
and
is,
I also...
Lauren, the problem is that we're very proud of who we are, and I know you don't understand that.
Well,
but
obviously,
really
you're not proud of who you are.
You know
you're proud of what
really,
you look like.
You know something? I really don't want someone who looks disgusting sitting with us.
So now we get down to it.
What?
Now we get down.
Well, maybe,
you just
maybe
said
you
your friend, Sandy Boucher.
You know something? I work out, and I'm really in good shape.
And so do I, and that's why muscle weighs more than fat.
You said
and
you were
5'10",
and you said you were overweight.
She
I am
said
not
she was,
overweight.
She said,
I wear a size
She's 5'10", and...
How much do you weigh?
I weigh 143 pounds.
Well,
but,
you know, it
you
just...
Know,
I'm sorry. It just... You know, what do you want me to tell you? You would not be able to sit
all
at the
I'm
captain's
telling
table.
You that is a 5'10".
You're not going
woman.
To sit at the captain's table.
Isn't that a crazy? You should see what I look like.
No, you know something?
I work out every day,
mm-hmm,
and I just...
Yeah.
Not that I would ever want to be your friend or sit at any table that you're sitting at.
You know something? If you saw me, you would want to be my friend because we have our cotillions. We do a lot of sports. We have dances. Okay?
She hung up. She doesn't want to be your friend.
You know, Phil, I don't care. I'm talking about Sandy Boucher. I don't want to sit near someone who is going to put a straw in the cream sauce. I don't want someone who is going to eat the cream cheese with a straw. You know.
All right, hold on. Geez, at what point is a friend a friend? Bobby Dooley from the Western States, the Executive Council of Western States Homeowners Association. Their Executive Council have been invited to sit at the captain's table during their Wintertacular Caribbean cruise. And apparently that means Sandy Boucher, who's also a member of the Executive Council, will not be invited because she is 170 pounds. Bobby is afraid that she is going to embarrass the Executive Council with how fat she is. Now, the only reason why we mentioned this to Bobby, and I know she's angry at me, but I got a copy of the restraining order that Ms. Boucher's attorney filed. She wants Bobby Dooley specifically to stay 500 yards away from her until the cruise. People have been calling her home and oinking into the phone. People are calling and masking their voices and giving the ingredients of a Big Mac, et cetera, et cetera. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association joins us from Western Estates. This is Southern California Lifestyles. When is your Wintertacular Caribbean cruise?
Phil, our Wintertacular will be on March the 19th.
And is Sandy Boucher going to be allowed on this cruise even though she weighs 170 pounds?
No, she's not. And we really don't appreciate people telling us how to run our organization. And we don't appreciate...
Well, she's got... Are you going to stop calling her house and oinking into the phone?
No, Phil. We don't feel that we have to... we feel we are justified in ignoring that restraining order because we know that she stands a good chance of embarrassing us. And we will not allow that to happen.
Even if it means you're jailed for violating a restraining order, you're not supposed to call her house, you're not supposed to oink into the phone, you're going to do it anyway.
Why is she 170 pounds when she knows that we've been invited to sit at the captain's table?
And you keep hitting this captain's table thing. Is that really that much of a big deal? I've never been on a cruise.
It is the highest honor that you can be accorded when you go on a cruise to sit at the captain's table, to sit with the captain, because the only people who are allowed to sit at the captain's table during the captain's dinner are people of very high standard, very high morality, people who have proved themselves in the area of professionalism, in their private lives, with their politics, a number of things.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, and this lady's fat, and that's why she can't sit there.
That is part of her personal discipline, yes.
Let me go to Mark on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yes, sir.
You've got one sick woman on the other line there, Phil. I can't even believe where she's coming from. That's just...
You know something? You know, look before you leap.
Ma'am, you're calling somebody immoral? You're calling her immoral and unprofessional
morality
because of her personal weight?
Morality is very important. And if you know the Bible says that gluttony is one of the seven deadly sins.
That's fine, but have you got into her weight problem with her with specialists? You have no idea what you're even coming from.
We have a cruise
to be part of a homeowners association. You need to own the home to be a member of that association. I sell homes for a living. I'm a builder. You cannot discriminate. That's just like race and religion.
No, she lives in the home, but she doesn't have any God-given right to sit at the captain's table during our wintertacular.
Is she a member of your council?
Yes, she is.
So
but
there
was
no
voted in when she,
to join the council in
the
first place?
She was voted in when she was 130 pounds. She suddenly got very lazy, very sloppy, and now she looks like that.
Is this some fitness club?
What is?
The Executive Council of the Homeowners Association. Is it a fitness club?
No, but we have a lot of people from Hollywood that live in our community. We have a lot of talent agents that come through the area. We can't have some mother who is fat and slovenly.
So it's an ego neighborhood. Do you have any legal fine print in your homeowner's
all right,
membership?
Is that it? Is that it, sir? Because we're not
I
mean, the fact is that...
No, we're not harassing anybody. We're not harassing anyone.
Phil, I just hope that this gal here is behind bars for this harassment of this lady when the cruise comes because she's out of her mind.
She's going to embarrass us at the captain's dinner. Now, she started gaining all the weight after the death of her daughter.
You're quoting the Bible.
Wait a minute. The death of who?
The death of her daughter.
And she started gaining weight.
Yes. And I understand that's a tragedy. But you don't mourn the loss of a daughter by eating like a pig.
Ma'am, you're quoting the Bible, and you are no Christian.
Mm-hmm.
You are horrible.
How am I horrible?
No, you just said that her daughter died. And she started eating.
That's not the way you mourn the death of a child, by losing yourself in a court of buyers. And
I had no idea she'd lost a daughter.
Well, she did. And then she got fat. And you know what? I'm really sorry about her daughter. But she shouldn't have been driving with that boy. He didn't go to their high school. He wasn't even from our community. And
what was this, an automobile accident?
It involved cocaine. I don't know. But I'm just...
All right, hold on for a minute here. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. She doesn't want her fat neighbor sitting near her at the captain's table on their cruise. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. Bobby Dooley is with us from the Western States Homeowners Association. You're having your Wintertacular Caribbean Cruise on March 19th. This is when everybody from your Homeowners Association goes on the cruise. Only the members of the Executive Council of the Homeowners Association get to sit with the captain.
That's correct, yes.
And you want to make sure that everybody is in great physical shape. You all look like $1 million. You guys all look like you're the singles from Temptation Island. Is that it?
You know something, Phil? No, I don't think we all have to look like the singles from Temptation Island. But I'm saying that I'm 38 years old, and I look pretty darn good for 38. And I mean, I really do, and a lot of us do. So if Sandy wants to get up there with her 170 pounds and embarrass all of us, it's not going to happen. It won't happen, not in my lifetime.
Not in your lifetime?
No. I won't. I haven't worked this long and this hard to have our executive council invited to Captain Pohl's table on the SS Morgana just to have Fat Sandy ruin everything. And she's always ruining everything. Everything we ever do, she ruins it. And just once, I'd like her not to ruin something.
You sound very childish.
Well, hold on.
No, this is Steve.
This her husband?
Yes, sir. You know, my wife works very long and hard for the Homeowners Association, and this woman comes along and ruins everything.
She just does. She ruins everything for me.
Because she's 170 pounds?
I don't want her fat ass at our table. And I told everybody on our executive council that I lost all of that weight last summer so we could sit at the captain's table. And now Sandy won't lose the weight. And she's really disgusting. And she's just disgusting.
She's really disgusting, Phil.
All right, she's 170 pounds. I didn't know it meant that much to you. Here's Ann on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I've sat at the captain's table, and I didn't get your name. Mm-hmm. Is it Sandy?
No, my name is Bobby Dooley.
Oh, Bobby, you need to get a life.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get a life because the captain's table, first of all, she's not going to knock any dishes over because you're served at the captain's table.
There's a buffet.
Not at the captain's table?
Yeah.
No, I don't think you got your facts straight.
I don't know what cruise you went on.
And it doesn't matter. I've been on five. Mm-hmm. I've been on five.
Mm-hmm.
And discriminating against
this
girl.
Did you sit at the captain's table?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, one time we were invited.
How old are you?
56.
That's very unusual.
Why?
For someone that old to be allowed near the captain, isn't it?
I you know because, what your
what
problem
mean,
is?
Near
I think
the
you're very jealous of this girl.
No. I didn't mean
you're
allowed
very
near the,
jealous of
no,
this
no, no,
girl.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean allowed near the captain, but I meant at the captain's table.
Why? What does age have to do with it?
Well, because generally my understanding is, and Bob Pohl over at the cruise lines told me that only people of high moral standing are allowed.
Well, that's
at
why
the
probably
captain's
we
table.
Were invited.
Mm-hmm.
We have a business.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also seen people sitting
mm-hmm.
at the captain's table
yeah.
licking their fingers.
Yeah.
So they're not all as high standard as you think. They have a lot of money, but they don't know how to act. You, on the other hand, need to get a life because you're very jealous of this girl.
No, I'm not jealous of 170
pounds. Oh, yes, you are. Yeah, you are. Because she ruins everything you do.
She always ruins everything.
You need to get a life.
She ruins everything.
What does she ruin? Because she's heavy?
First of all, yes, because 170
pounds. Well, what does that have to do with your life? What does that have to do with you?
Because this is our third annual Wintertacular. We warned her last year. She knew she'd be wearing something sheer.
So she doesn't have to go if she doesn't want to go. And if she wants to go, she should be allowed to go, and you should honor her to be there.
But do you think it's fair for her to wear something sheer at 170 pounds? Everyone's going to see her at the dessert buffet.
What?
Everyone
so what?
Will see her at the cotillion later on.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
How
mm-hmm.
much do you weigh?
I am 5'5". I'm 110 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I work out.
Mm-hmm.
I have a personal trainer.
And if she chooses not to, then that makes her a bad person?
Our Wintertacular involves our executive council and the fact that we all work very hard on our morality throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
May I ask the lady what her name is? What's your name?
Wait, Steve, Bobby's either going to talk to her.
Well, this is Steve Dooley. I'm Bobby's husband.
Yes.
You said you're 56?
Yes.
And do you look it, or because I don't know.
Yeah, real good.
Well, no,
I'm size 4.
Size 4.
I work out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm 5'2".
Yeah.
And I work every day.
Did you go to the captain's table?
Yes, I did.
Yes, she's been at the captain's table.
That was a very nice. It was not like sleeping in the White House.
Was it in the Caribbean?
You people probably haven't been doing a whole lot. If you're going to compare that to the White House, you people haven't done too much.
Let me ask you something. Nothing. I saw last year Sandy ate gravy with a spoon, the cream sauce with a straw.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Why does that? If you're not doing that, and now you think that's very wrong, you're not doing it. Mm-hmm. What do you care what she does?
Because I'm at the captain's table. We represent the executive council of the Western States.
But it's not you doing it. Are they going to look at you and say, "Oh my goodness"?
No, but it reflects badly on our cotillion committee. It reflects badly on our landscaping committee.
Wait a minute. It's the executive council and the landscaping committee.
Phil, we are a community, and we're very moral. I'm a size 2.
It doesn't matter what size you are. You have no heart.
Okay.
You have no heart. You're cold.
Cold?
Cold. Your organization should get you and throw you out.
Oh, you're red hot, baby.
They should throw you out.
You should ask my husband whether I'm cold or not.
They should throw you out. You're a disgrace.
I am the president of our homeowners association.
Talk about anybody like that.
Really?
And you're supposed to be her friend.
Thanks to me, they've opened the bougainvillea phase. We have 15 beautiful new homes.
Why don't you concentrate on that instead of concentrating on the other girl that you're harassing her?
My wife can't be thrown out. She's the president of the Homeowners Association.
Oh, no wonder.
She can be voted out.
She can be voted out, can't she? I understand it all now.
I understand it all.
It's either your way or no way.
I am Western Estates. I'm not just the president. I am Western Estates.
Oh my God.
Well, Heil Hitler.
You're coming off the way you were then.
What did you say?
I said
you come off the way you do.
What did you say?
I said Heil Hitler.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand.
You don't know who Hitler is.
Yeah,
they need
to click their boots when they're around you. They really do.
Is that bad?
It's a disgrace.
Is that bad? I don't
know. I'm glad I don't know anything about your organization.
Thank you very much.
Because I ticket you so bad.
You don't. You pick it up. They should put down the sandwiches and go to the captain's table.
Okay.
They don't have sandwiches at the captain's table.
My understanding is they are going to serve sandwiches.
Well, then it must be a lower life group. Because usually you're served.
Oh, you're really jealous. Oh, I get it now.
Listen, I've been at the table. I'm 56. I've been there, done that.
All right. Thank you, Ann, for your call. Let's go over here to Tony on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Tony, hello?
Hello, Phil.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Just a couple quick questions. You keep equating morality with being overweight. I don't see the correlation here. What is immoral?
It's self-discipline. Self-discipline. I think it's immoral to sit in front of 20 people and eat gravy with a straw. You may not. I think that's immoral.
Ma'am, that wasn't my question about gravy with a straw.
Mm-hmm.
How can you equate morality with someone, by your own admission, who has taken to eating more because of that's her way of mourning the death of her daughter.
See, that's a good point.
I don't understand your value system at all.
You know something?
That man's making the point that we lost. This woman's daughter died last year, so she put on 40 pounds. I'm amazed she didn't put on 100 pounds.
One of the seven deadly sins is gluttony. And even though you're mourning your daughter, and it would make me very, very sad if I lost one of my children, I would not eat. Because then where would that, what would I be then?
Well, let me put this this way.
You see what I'm saying?
You see what I'm saying?
I don't agree with it.
Let me put it this way. You said that y'all are a very exclusive group and you have Hollywood people and all of that. Were he alive, would you make these same statements about Orson Welles or... Would you tell
Orson Welles is a fat whale?
I beg your pardon?
This is Steve, Phil. Orson Welles is a whale.
Orson Welles was a whale, so therefore he didn't have morality?
He's a big pig.
Is he the one who did the Paul Masson commercial?
Didn't he do the World of the War? I believe he did some time ago.
Oh, God, he was a bowling ball.
Well, you're getting
Bobby,
they're
serving sandwiches and a buffet. Are you sure you're not sitting at the Bell Captain's table?
Okay, are you making fun of us?
No, not at all. Not at all. I just think you guys have got a better table. I think you're sitting at the Bell Captain's table.
Well, it's obvious you're trying to insult us.
No, I'm not.
No, the Bell Captain.
Let, let me say this. Here again, you refer to these Hollywood celebrities and producers and whatever.
That live in our states,
Would you deny a seat to Oprah Winfrey, who, by her own admission, is overweight?
Uh-huh.
Would you be ashamed to be at a table with her?
You know something, I think you really have to hold those people to a different standard, because when you have Oprah Winfrey at the captain's table, I think it reflects favorably on your organization. She helps a lot of people, and she wrote some books, and she was even in some movies that I thought were very... I didn't see them, but I know one was about colored people, and another one was about the colored purple movie.
All right, listen, I got to run. Thank you very much for your call there, Tony. Thanks very much. Here is Karen on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I have a problem with her saying, because the woman gained weight because she lost her child?
Yes. Well,
I
can't
believe you.
People are breaking our balls on that one.
Oh, look at, people are going to ask you about that, Steve, okay?
Why are you breaking our balls on it?
Because the woman is, she lost a daughter.
Why, what? What does it have to do with putting on 40 pounds? I don't understand.
When people go through grief, how can you say anything that they do is wrong in any way?
What if they went out and shot 4 people?
You know what? They
were
going through grief.
That would be bad.
Are we supposed to think that all skinny people are as shallow as you are?
That would be bad.
Yes, that would be bad.
You know something, Karen? Is it Karen?
Yes, it is.
On March the 19th, I'll be at the captain's table, and I'll be thinking about you.
And you know what?
Not
my girlfriend went on a cruise, and her husband's a truck driver, and she sat at the captain's table.
No.
They take a random sample of people on the boat. You
possible?
Don't rate.
What does that talk about?
That happens.
Is that possible?
Yes, it is. It happens.
You
truck
don't
drivers.
Rate any higher than anybody else on that boat.
Well, you know something? On March 19th, I'll be at the captain's table thinking about you going to the Stop and Shop.
No, I don't go to the Stop and Shop.
She hung up. She hung up. So, thanks, Karen. All right, March 19th, don't forget that Homeowners Associate, the Western Estates Wintertacular Caribbean Cruise. And it's going to be a solid thing. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. So the cruise, huh? And Bobby's Wintertacular Cruise that's coming up on the 19th, and that poor Sandy Butcher. So they've been oinking into the phone. Cruises, my kids went on one last year. My wife and the kids, they went on the Disney cruise, and they did Disneyland, and they went down and did the Caribbean. It just basically, they did all the rich kids stuff, and the children are going to grow up rich and sloppy, and it's, you know, when the revolution finally hits, they'll be roasted on a spit. I'm not preparing them for life, am I? Yeah, they'll be the first ones, fat little rich kids with their heads sliced off in a guillotine, with the mob below shouting and screaming and with the lit torches. It's wrong. So that's why I'm trying to impress upon them now. I said, look, guys, you got to know the value of a dollar, and sooner or later you have to get a job. And, well, I don't know, I did do a job. Look, taking the trash out of your bathroom and putting it into a paper bag in the kitchen, it's not a job. You're not punching a clock or anything. You just took the trash. So I took the keyboard away from the oldest one. I took the whole computer keyboard away. I just got, last night, you wonder how obsessed I was about this? I was getting really upset because I was thinking about him busting those headphones. And it was about 4 a.m., 4 o'clock in the morning. He had some buddies over. I'm thinking, you know what? I'm not going to let him get away with that. I went downstairs. I grabbed his keyboard. And I hid it somewhere where his mom doesn't know where it is. So now if they say, you know, we really need the keyboard back because he has a, you know, like a report to do for school. No, I'm not going to tell you. We really need the keyboard back. He has a report he has to do for school. I'm not going to tell you. And nothing you can say can make me tell you either. So that's just some of the kid torturing that I like to do at my house. By the way, we wanted to just sort of throw this out there. I've heard people say when they listen to the Phil Hendry show that they laugh so hard they almost crashed their car. I've heard this said many times to me. Phil, when you did this bit or when you did that bit, I almost crashed my car. And we do want to compile some statistics if you ever really crashed your car. And we'd also like to know if anyone ever died listening to this show. As the result of something we did anyone ever die of a heart attack, a gunshot, anything else? We'd like that information. You can mail it to us here at Premier Radio Networks in Sherman Oaks, California. That's the Phil Hendry Show, Premier Radio Networks, Sherman Oaks, California, because we believe we might have killed someone. I don't want to get into it. I don't want to be particular. We didn't do it on purpose. It wasn't anything that we did. It wasn't our intention. But we feel that we might have sent somebody's car over a bluff or down a fjord or something. Or, you know, rolling down a barranca into a ravine. One of those, like, 1950s black and white, you know, like a Willys Ford, just like out of Duel. One of the things we want to tell you, if you find the car going out of control, laughing at something you heard of the show, open the door and jump out. Just tuck yourself into a ball and roll out of the car before it goes down the side of the hill and then explodes. The other thing we'd like to know, by the way, is you've ever seen your car go over a hill after you were, you know, jumped out and rolled like a ball. Did your car explode at the bottom? Do they all explode? Anyway, so that's some information that we would like. Also, Mike wanted me to mention that Laura Flynn Boyle is really ugly. He just saw her picture in Vanity Fair. She looks like she's fresh out of Auschwitz with those arms. And you're right about that, Mike. I did see that picture of her. She's dating Jack Nicholson. She's got those skinny freaking Dachau arms. How is that? What planet is that attractive on? Because it ain't Earth. Not the Earth I live on. When a woman is so skinny, when her legs are, they don't even have any calf definition. When the knees are wider than the thigh, you know, that's... You see what I'm saying? That's when you've gone way over the line. When your knees are wider than your thighs, you better get yourself you better start eating the pasta. Start shoveling that sourdough bread with lots of butter and olive oil. Because you have just crossed over into Ethiopia. It's the same thing as like the top of your head should never be thinner than your neck. If you know guys who got their necks are wider than the top, here's the top of your head. If the neck is wider, you're a meathead. You're an ox. You didn't get out of school. And look at this. Okay, already Craig's checking out my head. Forget it, man. My head is fat. My neck ain't that fat. My head's fat. Maria said to me, oh, look at this picture of you. This is cute. I said, really? This is when your head was skinnier. Look at how small your head is there, and look at how, you know, I'm going, jeez, I never noticed it. You're right, my head's like a freaking bowling ball now. And back then, it was just sort of a head. You know, it was a much better head back then. I agree. Oh, you mean the one on my shoulders. I didn't know. So the other thing that I wanted to mention about all of that is, no, seriously, you can't have your neck wider than the top of your head. Your kneecaps can't be wider than your thigh. And you just got to get some food into you. Before all of this is very wrong. And by the way, I started on my high-protein diet yesterday. High protein, no starches, just protein, green vegetables, water. Really going to keep it beautiful until I got home and she was serving jambalaya rice and I had 3 bowls of that. But I was on the diet for 12 hours. So I was on that whole no starch thing until I got home and my wife was serving, like, polenta or something. It's a Phil Hendry Show.